This week's interview was with Doro Pesch of the band Doro and, of course, Warlock. Doro, great to have you to be able to talk to you. And what are you up to right now? What's the band up to?
Yeah, actually, we just came off a great South America tour. We went to play in Brazil and Argentina, Colombia, Mexico, and it was awesome. Man, the fans, they love metal, and it was so great. And then we were doing all the summer festivals in Europe. Next week I go to Wacken. Actually, I can open up the festival. We sing the We Are the Metalheads. That's the official Wacken anthem. And I will probably do some guest appearances. You know, we have a couple of friends playing there, some other bands. And and then I'm coming to the States and actually doing promotion for the new DVD release, which is coming out on the 13th of September, and I'm so excited that it's finally coming out. I was waiting a couple of months for it because it's out in Europe already, but it's really nice. And and meanwhile, we are working on a new record as well, and there's some really nice songs in the making, and I'm excited about that. But it will probably take a while till it's all done, so it's planned for the release of a really new DVD maybe early next year. But between touring and studio work, and it's all every day is something. It's a new adventure, and going to Wacken in a couple of days. I love that festival so much, so that's good. And
Wacken is like, if you're a metalhead, it's like Mecca. You have to go there, make a trip there one time in your life. You really do.
Yes.
It's of all the festivals, and even the German, there's a lot of German metal festivals. I think that Wacken is probably the most special and probably the best one to go to. And it's really interesting you mention that because, I being over in Germany, there's just a whole different, a lot of the fans are just on a whole different level than, say, even over here. And, why do you think this music's really stayed so, why do you think it's kept so many fans, and why do you think that it's still doing really well in Germany?
When you live in the States, I can only say from personal experiences, I always feel a little bit more happy in the States. I'm like somehow a different person. I feel really good. And Europe is maybe a little bit more dark, so it's more serious. And I think people just, they need an outlet. And then, turning to metal is like, one thing where you can, relax, be happy, of course meet, people who love metal as well. And I think that's maybe a little explanation. I don't know for sure, but when I started my first band, I actually started my first band because everything was like so dark, and I was like working, I had a normal job, I was a type artist, and God, like doing metal, that was like the only thing where I could really survive and where I could keep it going. And and even in England, I think the new wave of British heavy metal was very influential to everybody. But then when you play England, it's hard. Like, I think the life is really hard, and somehow, maybe that's the reason why people hold on to something what they need, love, and what is meaningful. And and even some other places we played actually lately, for example, like the Czech Republic, Bulgaria, Romania, Russia, it's hardcore to live there. It's not always fun. So when you have music, when you love a band, you do everything for the band. And that's sometimes, when I feel, wow, we have the best concerts, when people go full out, and when there's so much energy and adrenaline, and that's awesome. But I think, the metal scene was always so strong, no matter what. Even when grunge made it big in the 90s, like in Europe, we could still get it going. And and maybe it's more like, that the fans have a certain power to keep it alive. Like, it's not that the industry is ruling the whole thing, which they wanted to in the 80s, 90s. There was always the big record companies that had a lot of power, and they said, you need to write a hit. And I thought, oh man, it's metal, I think it's not about hit or being played on the radio. You can't compete with the pop artists. And eventually I think they understood, but you know, and you know, it's pretty much the same. Like even the same songs, you know, they love, they still love "Oh We Are," which is still one of our, you know, favorites to play. But yeah, but in Europe, I think the more problems there are in a country, the more they love metal.
Mm-hmm. Well, you've been doing this for a long time, Doro, and for the better part of 30 years, and you started off at a very young age. And what has kept you going? What has kept you doing this? Because the music industry itself is very difficult. It's a hard business. It's really not something people usually stay in for long. And, you know, how have you been able to stay around as long as you have?
There's only one answer for me. It was always like the love, you know, for the fans and, you know, for music, for metal. That was always like, you know, like that was the meaning in life for me. And, you know, no matter if it was really difficult, I could always, like, you know, I could always feel that when I do something, I have a couple of people who love it or who think it's, you know, meaningful or something. So, and I was always concentrating on that. And the 90s were hard when grunge was so big. It was very difficult to keep it going. But I always believed that maybe times will, you know, yeah, get better again. And then eventually, actually, yeah, metal came back in a big way, which I think is unbelievable. But yeah, the passion and the love for the fans, and that's to me the most important thing. The fans, it's like that's it to me. I don't have a family. I'm not married. Don't have kids. For me, metal and the fan base, that's what I live for, and that's what I love the most. And I would do, you know, everything to keep it going. And yeah, I love it so much, and I want to make people happy. That's what, you know, what I think, you know, I want to do more than anything else. And, you know, and then I always try to treat every concert like it could be the last concert, to, you know, to make sure everybody has a great time, and, you know, and and gets touched, like, you know, like that they can take something home, like, you know, what they feel was really exciting, or like, you know, hidden deep in their heart and soul. And
Now, if you talk to a lot of female metalheads and women that are really into this type of music, they talk about how much they really love your voice and how much you, as a singer and as a musician, have really inspired them, not only as fans, but even a lot of the female rock singers out there. And, you know, when you started out in this type of music, it was very male-dominated. And, you know, was it difficult for you to start off as a female singer in metal?
Yeah. Tony, actually, it was not so difficult. I felt, you know, I was just like one of the bands. It was like, to me, it didn't make a big difference. And I felt I had a great connection to the fans from day one. Like, they always, like, they knew that I love metal, and there was like no question about it. So I thought it was much more difficult to keep the band going. You know, you always had to fight for your music, for metal, you know, because the normal, like, more conservative people, you know, they definitely didn't make it easy. So it was a much harder fight to, you know, be successful with your band, or to hop on a tour, or to get a record deal, or to get a record out, and all, like, these things that kept me busy concentrating on, you know, doing what's best for the band. But then I was like a female or a girl, I really didn't care, and it didn't seem to matter, like, to the fans. Sometimes, like, you know, the media, they were making some stories and said, yeah, you know, one of the few women in rock, but to me it never mattered. And actually, all the other girls, there were a couple of great singers back then, Lee Aaron from Canada, and Lita Ford, and Girls School, Rock Artists, so many great girls. So I felt there were definitely some girls who were, like, you know, doing a great job. And then, you know, I'm in the tour bus, or, like, even with my band, everybody would probably tell you, oh, she's just, you know, one of us, one of the guys. It's not a big deal to me. And so, yeah. I just love to sing my heart out and, you know, sing with lots of energy and power. And but being a woman, it's great. I must say, I always got treated very, very good. There was never, like, any, you know, don't know, any bad experiences I had, and never any discrimination either, so it was cool. But it was just like the big fight was the fight for the music, and mm-hmm. and I guess every metalhead really knows what I'm talking about. Maybe not so much now anymore, but yeah, 20 years ago it was hard to, you know, to be a metalhead and then to have a normal job. When I had a normal job, people always said, hey, do you always have to wear your bullet belt when you come to work? And I said, oh yeah, man, I love it. I love it. Why do you love it? And I said, yeah, man, it's cool. And then I said, well, please, when you come to work, just like, you know, look normal. And then I thought, okay. And then the guys in my band with long hair, they said, man, you know, my boss said to cut the hair off. And I said, no, better quit your job, please. Don't cut the metal hair. So it's like, you know, it was, yeah.
That's
actually, they're more tolerant now, people today, yeah.
Well, Doro, you have a new DVD coming out in the fall. And coming out here in the States in September. And tell me a little bit about this new DVD. Tell me about what's going on with the DVD and how it's actually, when it's coming out. Tell me a little bit what's on it. And talk about your upcoming DVD release this fall.
Yeah, I'm so glad that it's finally coming out. It's out in Europe for a little while, and it has great stuff on it. It's a double DVD, and it has, like, actually the main part is like the 25th anniversary, and it was like the longest show we did, like 3.5 hours, and with great guests like Paul Dane of Nevermore was there, and Bobby Blitz of Overkill, Jean Beauvoir, Taya Turunen, the ex-singer of Nightwish, and all the great ladies of metal that were there. The Scorpions were there, Klaus Meine and Rudolf Schenker. My old Warlock band members were there. We did a Warlock reunion, and it's a 3.5 hour show with, like, the best light show, pyrotechnics. The Warlock is actually, it's a big, big sculpture. We had a song on the last record, on the Fear No Evil record. It was a song, it's called The Night of the Warlock. And when I was writing it, then I thought, man, you know, I would love to have a real Warlock on stage, not just a little tiny backdrop. Yeah, and then we started working on that, and it actually took a whole year to build it. And it's a huge, huge figure, and it's, you know, it's really impressive when you see it on the DVD. It's coming up behind the drum set, and like everybody, like, oh, you know, gets like all like, wow, you know, it's very creepy but great. And so I think the visually and the whole show was the biggest show we ever put on, and the longest, like 3.5 hours was probably the longest we ever did, and great guests and all the highlights from the whole career. And then there's a bonus DVD, and there's like all the highlights of all the great festivals. Of course, Wacken is on there, and Bang Your Head Festival, and Metal Female Voices Festival of Belgium, and some extracts of the 2500 show that we celebrated it last year, and yeah, and some fun stuff, and you know, some outtakes and some highlights, but some funny stuff which really makes people laugh, I think, you know, some backstage stuff, and yeah, and more guests on that, like Schmier of Destruction and Mark Storaci and Chris Caffrey, and yeah, and all people you know, and yeah.
Now, you have always seemed, you're like one of those people that's just a fan of the music as well as a musician. And, you know, my question for you, Doro, is that you love a lot of these bands. I always hear about you having guest musicians on stage. And at least in my opinion, you just seem to be a genuine fan of the music and you like doing it for the music. And, you know, my next question for you, what bands do you really enjoy out there? What heavy metal bands really inspire you? And, you know, what do you like to listen to in your spare time?
I still love all my, you know, my old-time favorites. Like, you know, I'm still a big Judas Priest fan, Metallica, Megadeth, Wasp, Motorhead, Accept. I love all the stuff which I loved in the 80s, Kiss. But from the new bands, I love, there's a band, it's called Saltatio Mortis, and that's a really cool band. I did a little guest appearance, and I would probably do a little guest appearance on Wacken, and it's a totally unique thing, and we call it here in Germany like a Mittelalter band. It's like, you know, like it's a new genre, and that's a really cool new band to check out. Yeah, and I'm a big Rammstein fan. I think, man, they are like, you know, putting on the best stage shows. It's like state of the art. Yeah, and I still love all my old time favorites. And I still love lots of stuff like Saxon, all the English metal bands, and of course I'm a big Dio fan, and he was like, the ultimate inspiration, and I just had the great chance to fill in for Ripper Owens. He had to attend the wedding of his daughter, so I did 3 shows with the Dio Disciples in Spain, mm-hmm. and it was so nice, and it was such a big honor, and to even sing all the great Dio songs, and we got along so great, the whole band, like Greg Goldie and Simon Wright and Scott and James Lomenzo, he was the bass player on it. It was awesome. So I fell in love with like all the Dio material and the Rainbow material. It was great. It was a great experience, and there were even songs which I didn't know that well, and then wow, suddenly I was like, wow, I thought, God, I'm so glad that I got an opportunity to listen to real stuff, and it inspired me so much, and it was fantastic. I would love to be to be a guest maybe on some shows in the States. That would be so great, but I don't know yet, but that would be awesome. So let's see, maybe.
A lot of people usually ask, what your biggest influences are in your voice, and it's a typical question, but as a singer and as a musician and as a fan, what singers do you really enjoy? I mean, there's obviously a lot of people out there in metal, a lot of women, a lot of men, and, even outside of the metal genre, what types of singers do you like? Which ones do you enjoy? And tell me a little bit about who your favorite singers are.
Yeah, oh God, I was so inspired by, actually, Ronnie James Dio, my totally favorite singer, and Rob Halford of Judas Priest, Lemmy, because, his voice is so unique, and he's such a, he has such a great charisma, and, I was a big Whitesnake fan. That was actually my first concert I've seen as a metal fan. It was in 1980, and David Coverdale, he was so great. And and from female metal singers, I loved Jodie Turner of Rock Goddess, Lee Aaron, and the Girls of Heart. She, Anne Wilson. I thought, man, she's such a tremendous singer. So, so I was inspired by tons of people, and
Well, we talked a little bit about Cleveland earlier on before the interview, and talk about your favorite memories about playing here in Cleveland, and talk about what it's like for you to play here in Cleveland. And because there's a lot of fans here in Cleveland that love Doro.
I remember in the early 80s, we played a couple of times the Agora, and I remember these were the best concerts of the whole tour, like the excitement, the fans, it was so unbelievable, and I was like always happy to play Cleveland, and actually then we played, I think with Megadeth, we played Cleveland, and then we played the last couple of years in smaller clubs, the Brave Words and Bloody Knuckle festivals with our friends from Germany, Grave Digger. Actually, Chris Boydenthal, he's a guest on the DVD too. And then we played a couple of times the Peabodys, and it was always awesome. Like the people, they just feel metal, and it's like it's so real, and somehow it's like more energy than in other cities. There's something about Cleveland, and way back when my manager, he said, "Oh, Cleveland is very important." He said, "If you can make it in Cleveland, then that's really good." So I always thought, man, I have to give it 150%, and and then playing the Agora, it was like, and I think we always did good, and there's something about it, maybe the people who live there or something. It actually reminds me a little bit on the European metal scene, because it's more like, I don't know, like California is always like people are happy, and it's always nice and sunny, and Cleveland, I always remember, the weather was a little bit, darker, a little bit colder. It reminded me sometimes of Germany, so I thought, I just gotta rock harder, to make everybody happy, and Cleveland was so cool. It was so cool.
You know, Hamburg, Germany kind of reminds me a little bit about Cleveland. You know, just the way the people are. You know, look at the weather. It just, the demographics of the city, it just seems a lot like Cleveland in a way. And I just think of when I go to Hamburg, I think of just how much it's like Cleveland. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it seems a lot like that.
Yeah, I can totally see what you mean. And yeah. And Hamburg actually, yeah, it's close to Wacken, so yeah, so yeah.
Well, we talked earlier that you were working on a new album, and talk a little bit about how's that going for you. And talk a bit about the work for the upcoming record.
Yeah, actually, yeah, we did a couple of great songs, and we're still, like, not done, but it's, yeah, like, some great anthems, some very fast songs, some nice ballads, too. I love sometimes ballads, but there's one song I want to play next week in Wacken, and I want to try to get all the metalheads, like, to sing the background choir, and it's called Raise Your Fist, and that's, like, a little metal anthem, which I think, you know, that could be really good, and, yeah, so we need, yeah, probably, like, it will probably come out by in springtime next year, but we have 8 songs already, and I'm super excited. I think it sounds really good. Reminds me a little bit on the Triumph and Agony album, and yeah, but some great sing-along anthems and real metal. So so far, I think we are in good shape. But Raise Your Fist, I think that could be maybe a second. Or we are, everybody who heard like the demo, they say, oh man, it's a nice chorus, and yeah, it makes you want to sing along right away. So I will try it out in Wacken next week for the first time. But yeah, I think the making of the record so far was really, really fun, easy, and tons of energy, and
Well, Doro, for my last question, do you have anything left, any last words to say to any of the fans here in the U.S. and, of course, the people that will listen to this interview on the website around the world?
Oh yeah, I want to say thank you to all the fans who supported me for so many years. I deeply, deeply appreciate it, and you know, I love the fans more than anything else in the world, and this will never ever change, and I will always try my best, always rock them as hard as I can, and will never ever give up. And I love the fans, and I hope I will see them really soon. And yeah, I hope they will enjoy the DVD, and I hope we will see each other very soon live. And all the best to everybody, and keep metal alive.